He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday morning. It is the August the 14th live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager, Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, we have a very, very lukewarm out of the gate type of start to the market so far this morning, but mostly green. We've got the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 32 points right now. It's at 25,219. Boy, it's been languishing in that area for quite some time, just above 25,000. Those Dow stocks being held down by the ongoing trade wars. The S&P 500 is up 6 points. It's at 28.28. It's done a little better than the Dow. It has a little more exposure to the technology stocks than the Dow does. The S&P up a quarter of a percent so far here today. The NASDAQ just barely positive. It's had quite a bit of the wind come out of its sails since it opened a little higher here. Now it's up just 3 points at 78.23. The Russell 2000 Small Cap Index faring best of all. It's up 0.5%. Pretty good move there for the Russell 2000, which is at 16.82. Crude oil is having a pretty good day here. It's been struggling recently against a rising dollar. Not just a rising dollar, a dollar that's been going up considerably recently, impacting a lot of things around the world. Crude oil is at $68.04 this morning. Gold up $5.20 per ounce. It's been under extreme pressure recently. Gold's at $1,204, and the 10-year yield right now is at 2.88%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, yesterday, you know, Turkey once again rattled the markets. There seems to be no giving in to releasing the American pastor. In the meantime, their lira, their currency, continues to dive. They've had big tariffs slapped on some of their main industries in Turkey, and yet they have not budged yet. Pretty hard for Erdogan to save face by releasing the pastor. He will look weak, I suppose, to his people if he does that. But at the same time, his economy and his currency is collapsing. Well, the good news is the market seems to be shrugging that off for the most part today. The global markets had a pretty good session here last night. Japan was up 2.3%. India was up 0.6%. China, however, remains under heavy pressure, down again. Europe was even up a little bit last night. And there's some thinking that maybe this Turkish crisis is easing. Well, I don't really see that yet. But the question is, what kind of an impact will it have on the rest of the world, on the global economy, on the NASDAQ, on the Russell 2000, on your 401k, on your IRA? And so far, from what I can tell, pretty minimal impact. But then you got to think about the banks that are holding Turkish debt and countries trading partners with Turkey, things like that. And that's also helping keep a lid on the market here a little bit. Now, China has reported their first economic reports, really significant economic reports, since the whole trade war with China began. And there's a couple of key reports out today that China is feeling the pinch. Retail sales in China only rose 8.8%. Well, that may sound like a really good number, But they've had 10%. They've had double digits. That all ended in April of this year. That's about when the trade war started. And now their retail sales down to just 8.8% upwards revision versus the same quarter last year, or same month last year. Retail sales growth in China, again, hasn't been in the double digits since April. Industrial production in China rose 6% during the month. It missed the consensus expectation for a 6.3 gain. And their industrial production also starting to feel the pinch, starting to show up in their economy, in their economic reports. And, of course, their stock market is currently in a bear market. Well, yesterday we had a big, big pop right out of the gate. I was hitting new highs for the years on almost every one of the portfolios that I run. Then all of the air just suddenly came out of the market late in the morning. I think it's just the turkey situation that continues to hang over the market. There was also a big drop in oil prices yesterday, which is worth mentioning. You know, oil is also impacted by the U.S. dollar. As the dollar rises, and I see it's up again today, hitting a new 52-week high, that hurts commodities. It hurts commodity stocks, and it hurts commodity prices. And you've seen the impact, the big impact that the rising dollar has had on gold prices, gold now languishing around $1,200 per ounce. And you've seen the big impact that it's now having on oil prices. So don't think that there aren't a lot of interrelations, a lot of interconnections between currencies. That's why I make currencies part of my daily work here at Gunderson Capital Management, to see how the currencies are behaving, because their ripples do go wide and far. And that was another reason that the air came out of the market yesterday, was that drop in oil prices. Now, on the one hand, you've got Iran, which has been taken off the market, so you have less oil, but that's being offset. That should drive oil prices higher, but that's being offset by lessening demand and also by a stronger dollar. So, you know what? Oil, I'm not so sure about the oil and the oil stocks anymore right now. Unless the world situation really worsens here, it doesn't seem like a very good investment at the current time. I noticed a new all-time high breakout yesterday in Apple. I sent out a tweet about that. That happened early in the morning yesterday, and then Apple settled down. But the key is Apple is holding on to its trillion-dollar market cap. I think it hit $1,014,000,000 yesterday. Now it's at $1,009,000,000, if I have my numbers right here. But it is of note that Apple doesn't seem to be fazed at all by anything that's going on, either is Amazon, for that matter. Amazon is fast closing in on $2,000 per share. It's at $1,907. It's also fast closing in on the $1 trillion mark, as Amazon is now $928 billion in market cap. I predicted that Apple would hit $1 trillion in market capitalization, and I've also predicted that Amazon will be the next company that hits the $1 trillion mark. Well, the stock trading at $1,909 per share today. Think back about 10 years ago, even 8 years ago, this was a $160 stock. Today it's a $1,900 stock, and closing in on $1 trillion, $928 billion and counting today. The stock up a little bit. It's up $13 per share this morning. You know, the other thing that stands out to me, every day there's two or three tiny little biotech companies in the $5 or $6 range that go public. It seems to me when everything eventually starts to unwind in the U.S. economy and we start to go into recession again and the market starts to head into a bear market, well, I've said many times there can be some real money made under those circumstances. Markets go down a lot faster than they go up. It's been said that a bull market goes up an escalator while a bear market goes down an elevator. Very, very fast, very quickly. It would seem to me like that's one of the most vulnerable areas of the market would be those biotechs. I keep my eye on BIS. It's too soon now. The biotechs are still pretty strong. But BIS is inverse, the biotechnology index, and it could be wildly profitable. How are all those $5 biotech stocks gonna survive? This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Best.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Bill Gunderson's team is packing their bags and heading for Minnesota in September. We can't wait to get back to the land of Bob Dylan, Prince, the Twins, and of course the Vikings. We have set aside Tuesday, September 10th through Friday, September 14th to meet the folks one-on-one. In addition to this, we'll be putting on a workshop on Wednesday, September 12th. We will start at 6:30 p.m. and go until 8:30. All are invited, but space is limited. Once we are full, we are full. We'll be camped out for the week at the Radisson Blue, which is conveniently located at the Mall of the Americas in Bloomington. We have about 25 one-hour slots available to meet with you and see how we might be able to help you in reaching your financial goals. These spots will go fast, so don't delay in reserving one now. If you'd like to reserve a one-hour slot to meet with Bill Gunderson's team or reserve a spot to our workshop, you can go to our website, GundersonCapital.com, GundersonCapital.com, or call us at 855-611-BEST.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. A couple of A-plus momentum stocks that kind of jumped off the page at me as I went through my travels through the tributaries of the market yesterday. One was Alarm, A-L-R-M, Alarm.com Holdings, which I do not own. It is a $2.4 billion market cap company. It was a brand new A-plus yesterday. They're headquartered out of Tysons, Virginia. They provide cloud-based interactive security solutions for the smart home and business owners. Well, you know, it's the latest thing, the latest, greatest. I guess from wherever you are, you can look at all the cameras around your home and see who's in the neighborhood, things like this. It's now a $2.4 billion company breaking out big time here over the last couple of days. And it is a profitable company, so I have added it to my watch list. The other one that jumped off the page to me was Angie's List. What's up with Angie? Angie is a $9.2 billion company headquartered in Golden, Colorado. Seems to me like that's the, it's the water, isn't it, up there in Coors with all of their good water in Golden, Colorado. Angie's provides home service professionals globally via online after thorough or Home Advisor's mobile application. That stock also breaking out to a new all-time high. And I believe Angie's List just reported their first profitable quarter. And I'm sure that's something that has something to do with the new high in the stock. So that one, too, is now on my watch list. UK unemployment falls to 43-year low. Unemployment in the UK is at the lowest level in 43 years, even as wage growth remains subdued. Yeah, their economy is still just barely crawling along. But that is a good number. Their unemployment rate fell to just 4%, well under the 4.2 mark anticipated by economists. I don't own any UK stocks at the current time. How about here in America? You got some weak economic news out of China. You got some decent news out of the UK. Here in the US, small business optimism nears a survey high in July. Well, that's been going up for quite some time. It's at 107.9 right now. Do you own a small business? I own a small business. Are you optimistic right now? Well, I am, at least for now. But I also know that the economy goes through cycles. The market goes through cycles. And I try to stay on top of where we're at in the current cycle. Ether plunge leads cryptos lower. Boy, remember when that's all we were talking about were the cryptos. Ripple and Ether and Litecoin and all the rest. Investors are increasingly disillusioned with tokens and ICOs, most of which have been launched on top of Ethereum. And we're seeing this play out in the market with continued downward price pressure. Ether is lower by 10% today to 286. It was 1,000 in February. That's right. It's lost 72% of its value since February. I was waving red flags, jumping up and down, doing everything I could do to get people's attention on the cryptocurrencies. Well, Bitcoin down again today. Now it's threatening to break $6,000. Bitcoin itself is down 55% since the beginning of the year. Well, the big earnings report today is Home Depot. I don't own the stock currently. You know, Home Depot seems to be slowing down quite a bit, kind of grinding it out, going sideways. If there's going to be tariffs put on all those Chinese goods, how much of that Home Depot stuff in those aisles comes from China? Well, Home Depot put up a mammoth earnings report today. They beat earnings by 21 cents. They reported $3.05. They were expecting, what, $3.79 per share, or $2.79, and they came at $3.05. And their sales were up 8.4%. So now let's translate that into percentages. Earnings at Home Depot year over year were up 36%. That's how strong the consumer, the do-it-yourselfer, the contractor, is that not a good measure of those sectors of our economy? And their sales were up 8% year over year as they reported record earnings. Home Depot is looking for 27% growth in earnings this year, 8% next year, yet the stock is barely budging today. And it's down quite a bit from its all-time high of $207.60. I would say that mostly has to do with its valuation right now. I have a value grade of C on Home Depot, and it doesn't possess much momentum at all right now. It's going sideways. Home Depot, out of 5,066 stocks in my database right now, comes in at number 726. Oh, I'm not going to talk you out of your Home Depot. I'm not going to jump up and down saying you should be selling Home Depot here. But the question is, should I be buying Home Depot here? And my answer to that is no. There are better stocks out there. In fact, with it rated at 726, there's 725 better stocks to consider or to look at. But that is a very excellent report as they smash their earnings estimates. Well, we've got RBC Capital naming their best risk-reward stock in the large cap arena. What do you think that stock is? RBC's Mahaney says that Facebook is the most appealing risk reward name in large cap. I'm pretty close to agreeing with him there. As I look at the future growth rate of Facebook, I know they've had two big tumbles here recently, two big whiffs, two big mistakes made by Zuckerberg and team at Facebook. I look at the forward PE ratio. I look at the PEG ratio right now, and I find Facebook to be extremely undervalued. Well, I have somebody else who agrees, a muckety-muckety analyst, RBC analyst Mark Mahaney. Defense of the social network's core business. Well, when we come back, I got a chip stock, a solar stock, I got a chip on my shoulder, an electric vehicle stock. This is Bill Gunn.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Bill Gunderson's team is packing their bags and heading for Minnesota in September. We can't wait to get back to the land of Bob Dylan, Prince, the Twins, and of course the Vikings. We have set aside Tuesday, September 10th through Friday, September 14th to meet the folks one-on-one. In addition to this, we will be putting on a workshop on Wednesday, September 12th. We will start at 6:30 p.m. and go until 8:30. All are invited, but space is limited. Once we are full, we are full. We'll be camped out for the week at the Radisson Blue, which is conveniently located at the Mall of the Americas in Bloomington. We have about 25 one-hour slots available to meet with you and see how we might be able to help you in reaching your financial goals. These spots will go fast, so don't delay in reserving one now. If you'd like to reserve a one-hour slot to meet with Bill Gunderson's team or reserve a spot to our workshop, you can go to our website, GundersonCapital.com. GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com. There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, let's just take a look at this earnings season, which is now pretty much over. It comes and goes every 90 days, like clockwork, and it's always adds a lot of volatility to the market. You have winners and losers, and usually those moves are accentuated one way or the other. Either they miss big, or they beat big, or they come in line with estimates. But what's the most important factor to watch in an earnings season is how it goes overall, okay? Because that will be one of the early clues that we get that the economy is starting to slow down. Well, this past quarter is now almost in the books. Let me see. As of Friday, let me get to my macro section of my newsletter where I give you an update every week on the earnings situation. 91% of the companies in the S&P 500 have now reported quarter two earnings. 79% have beat their earnings estimates. That's an excellent number. 79% of the 500 companies, almost 400 out of 500, came in with earnings that were better than expected. Now, there were some high-profile misses along the way. I can think of Netflix, which was a high-profile miss. And Netflix has not recovered yet. It still remains very, very weak. Facebook was a high-profile miss, and it hasn't recovered yet. It remains very, very weak. Intel was a high-profile miss. Twitter was a high-profile miss. But having said that, 79% of the S&P 500 companies have beat their earnings estimates. And the growth, when you combine all the earnings of those 500 companies in the S&P 500, and you compare that number with the same quarter last year, Q2 2017, you get growth of 24.6%. Now, that knocked the ball out of the park. When this whole earnings season started, the analysts were expecting about 18 to 19% growth. Instead, it came in at 24.6%. Well, then you say, why didn't the market rock and roll over these last 6 weeks while these earnings were coming in? Well, you've got this trade war hanging over the head of the market. But the NASDAQ, the small caps, the mid caps, they did pretty well during this earnings season. Well, the 24.6% growth was the second highest quarter of earnings growth since 2010. Sales growth, okay? Again, you have people that say, well, earnings can be manufactured, earnings can be twisted, earnings can be tweaked. Well, sales are sales. Sales growth was up almost double digits, 9.9% growth in sales quarter over quarter. That's an extremely good number. 13 S&P 500 companies will report earnings this week, and then we're about done. Of course, Home Depot reported today. The current forward P.E. ratio of the S&P 500 currently stands at 16.6 this week. We started the year at 18.4. Can we get back to an 18.4 multiple? If we can, then this S&P 500 is going to go above 3,000. It's currently at 28, S&P right now, 2836. The five-year average P.E. ratio has been 16.2. But we're in a very low interest rate environment and an economy that is accelerating. But we've got some external conditions out there, some global conditions that are putting a lid on the market right now. You've got a very strong dollar right now, and you continue to have uncertainty, which is really keeping the appetite tempered just a little bit in the stock market, especially amongst the multinational big cap companies, which mostly reside in the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Now, how about this quarter that we're currently in? We are now, 6 weeks? We're halfway through already, the third quarter of 2018. Analysts right now are expecting earnings growth of 20.3%. And revenue growth of 7.7. So we're expecting another extremely strong quarter when the final bell sounds on September 30th and the numbers start to count. The numbers are starting to be counted, and when they start reporting sometime in mid-October, which is just around the corner. We'll be talking about Halloween here before too long. Well, we're expecting another knockout quarter. And then the fourth quarter of this year, we're expecting 17.6% growth in earnings and 6% growth in sales. Then things are going to start getting tougher next year. You're not going to have those easy comparisons. We're going to get back down into the high single digits. Q1 2019, for instance, growth is expected to be 7.3%. We're not going to get those 18-19% numbers anymore. But 7.3% on the earnings side and about 6% growth on the sales side, which is still good. But this year is extraordinary, and a lot of that came obviously from the tax cuts. It came from a more pro-business environment. It comes from interest rates that remain fairly low. And we have had a very, very strong quarter. Now, if you look at the earnings growth of the S&P 500 going back over the last many years, you will see that earnings on the S&P 500 started to top out in 2007. That's when the tide shifted and started to go out. That was to me, the biggest sign that the economy, there was something wrong at that time. We reached peak earnings in 2006, 2007, started to see them recede, and then they went down for the next 2 years, until earnings finally bottomed out in 2009. And of course, the market bottomed out in 2009. It's funny how stocks and indexes follow earnings. Market and earnings bottomed out in 2009. And what's the main reason that the market is now in a 9 year long plus bull market? Because earnings have been going up every single year since 2009. And in this year, they're spiking. And next year, they're expected to continue to spike again. So all of those who have been throwing fiery darts at the market, jumping up and down, standing on the sidelines. I haven't seen Peter Schiff recently on TV. Does anybody know where Peter Schiff is? Have you seen Peter Schiff? Do you still subscribe to his newsletters? The guy's been wrong for 9 years now, okay? He's cost his followers a lot of money. I'm missing out on a market that has now quadrupled since 2009. And his gold advice that he was telling everybody to take has not turned out so well. You put those two factors together and that opportunity cost that you lost is something. Now, here's a legitimate argument. Okay, Bill, the market's been going up for 9+ years. Why would I want to get in now? Well, that same argument could have been made 3 years into the bull. That same argument could have been made 5 years into the bull. That same argument could have been made 7 years. And I've heard it all along the way. We've had 15-year bull markets. We take it a day at a time, a week at a time, and a month at a time. And don't forget, when it's over, it's over. There will be money to be made on the other side of the market, because there will be some weak spots where the tide goes rushing out wildly. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Bill Gunderson's team is packing their bags and heading for Minnesota in September. We can't wait to get back to the land of Bob Dylan, Prince, the Twins, and of course the Vikings. We have set aside Tuesday, September 10th through Friday, September 14th to meet the folks one-on-one. In addition to this, we will be putting on a workshop on Wednesday, September 12th. We will start at 6:30 p.m. and go until 8:30. All are invited, but space is limited. Once we are full, we are full. We'll be camped out for the week at the Radisson Blue, which is conveniently located at the Mall of the Americas in Bloomington. We have about 25 one-hour slots available to meet with you and see how we might be able to help you in reaching your financial goals. These spots will go fast, so don't delay in reserving one now. If you'd like to reserve a one-hour slot to meet with Bill Gunderson's team or reserve a spot to our workshop, you can go to our website, GundersonCapital.com. GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, let's just talk about a few individual stocks here in the last few moments of the show. New A-plus stock. I see it's in the news here today. Yext, not text, Yext. SunTrust launches at a buy. The firm is implying a price target of 27. Well, it's at 24 now, but my point is, it's an A-plus momentum stock that I do not own. It's a company that provides a platform for businesses to manage their digital knowledge in the cloud. That's where I need to put my digital knowledge, somewhere up there in the cloud. Do I have any digital knowledge? I don't know. To sync it with over 150 services. That's a powerful stock chart. You want to see a power... You want to see a stock chart that makes Gunderson's eyeballs pop out? Like the cartoon. You remember the cartoons where guys' eyeballs would pop out? That's what I look like looking at Yext. Y-E-X-T. I don't own it, but it's making my eyeballs pop out. Advanced Auto Parts, they reported earnings, but that is an excellent, excellent stock chart. You know, Advanced Auto Parts, I kind of gave up on the auto parts retailers. AutoZone was one of the great stocks of all time, but it just seems like they saturated the market. It seems like there's so much competition now in that space, and I haven't had any exposure to the auto parts stores, but Advanced Auto Parts has been on my watch list. It's been moving up. Let me just see where it is in rank right now, and that is a tremendous report that they gave out today and a tremendous breakout. Well, it was ranked just 2 months ago. It was ranked at number 71, Advanced Auto Parts. I considered it for my dividend portfolio because they do pay a 2.1% dividend yield. This has been a great performer over the years. Over the last 10 years, AAP has delivered 25% per year, while the market's delivered 8%. Over the last 3 years, the stock has delivered 20% per year, while the market's delivered 10%. And over the last 12 months, it's up 28%, while the market's up 14%, and the stock is breaking out to a new 52-week high today. That's one that I missed as it started to rebound. Blink Charging. Oh, I like to check in on these hype stocks. Blink Charging, which was red hot about, back in May, when they started to get contracts from Tesla for building charging stations at all kinds of crazy places and whatnot. And the stock went roaring from $1.28 to $8.65. That was in May, and now it's $3.49. They reported earnings today, and it's down another 7.4%. So there you go, another fad stock that it came and it saw and it did not conquer. Morgan Stanley raises Salesforce target to a new high. I do own Salesforce in my premier growth portfolio. Maybe that's the kiss of death with Morgan Stanley raising its price target from 153 to a street high of 178. You know, I agree with them totally on that. I think the stock has a lot more upside potential. Let's see, another one that, well, I see one of my stocks in the news here today, Sunrun. Sunrun had a weaker than expected report on Friday. I have a big gain in Sunrun. B of A Merrill Lynch is upgrading Sunrun today. That's a fairly weak chart there, however. I'm keeping my eye very closely. I have a very short lease on my Sunrun. Cowen names NVIDIA a top pick in the gaming sector. You know what? Everybody's always naming NVIDIA a top pick. And yet the stock was $250 back at the beginning of the year, and it's about $250 today. Just seems to me like it's one of those overhyped stocks. It's not as bad as Tesla, but it's up there. I currently do not own NVIDIA. The last one, however, that I'll mention here is one that has definitely caught my eye recently. Now, I've watched AMD over the years. It's always been, the ugly stepsister, I suppose, of Intel. It's never been able to keep up with Intel. Advanced Micro Devices has been on the ropes a few times. It was $1 per share back in 2012. It was $1 per share back in 2016, just 2 years ago. It got down to $1. And now it's $20 per share. And they're doing something right at AMD. I actually see, when I look for laptops at Best Buy and the others, I actually see a lot of laptops now powered by AMD, Advanced Micro Devices. And that stock is pounding almost to a new 52-week high. They launched a new 32-core, 64-thread, second-generation Ryzen Threadripper 2990WX for $1,799. Now, for all you techies, here's the other specs. 4.2 gigahertz boost, 3 gigahertz base, 64 MBs, that's megabytes, of L3 cache. That's what we all need, some more cache. 250W, that's watts of TDP. And 64 PCLE Gen 3.0 lanes. Well, I'm sure there's somebody out there in Silicon Valley going, wow, I can't believe that. But here's the bottom line. Gizmodo says it creams Intel. And I know that Intel is launching their, Core 8 in October. But they say that AMD is way ahead of them. Okay. All right. Intel's got a weak chart right now. AMD's got a very strong chart. And supposedly the chip to end all chips. Well, if you've got a chip on your shoulder about how your portfolio is being managed, if you're not happy being in asset classes that aren't working, if you're not happy with the passivity of your money manager or the lack of knowledge thereof or any combination of the two, you can reach us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. I am an active manager. I try to stay as calm as I can, and I try to stay parked in the right asset classes as long as I can. But when the cycles start to change, you've got to change with them. Or you can start out by getting the newsletter at GundersonCapital.com. GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.